A 29-year-old Iowa chef and restaurant owner has been nominated for the prestigious Best New Chef Award by Food & Wine magazine. Carly Groban grew up in Newton. She opened Proof, a popular downtown Des Moines lunch spot, in 2008. Her newest venture, a pizza restaurant called Flower, opened at the end of last year. Groban has described Proof as introducing North African and Mediterranean flavors to Midwestern audiences. I met with her at her restaurant this week, and I asked why she finds that cuisine so compelling.
The flavors are incredible. They use a lot of whole grains, a lot of quinoa, bulgur wheat, the couscous. They use a lot of really interesting grains and just a lot of really fresh herbs, a lot of interesting sauces and spice blends. They, like in Morocco, for example, they use harissa, which is like a condiment made out of crushed chili peppers. And so there's just all of these kind of outrageous and really fresh and flavorful ingredients. And I find them very enticing and fun to use in new ways. But also, my interest in this kind of cuisine comes from before I worked in the restaurants. I used to work overseas doing kind of refugee work in resettlement. So I traveled a lot in West Africa, North Africa, East Africa, Southeast Asia, and became exposed to a lot of these flavors.
Carly, we're in your kitchen right now at Proof. Talk to me a little bit about what I see here, how you go about your work.
Well, we just got a ticket in for two orders of our scallops with tabbouleh, which is one of our most popular dishes from our grains category of the menu. So as you can see here, Carlos has started searing six scallops. We use fresh scallops, and he's going to let those caramelize really nicely on one side and then flip them over and pop them in the oven for a couple of minutes. And then with that, we're going to use a harissa mayonnaise. It's a Moroccan condiment that we make here in the restaurant. It has chilies, cumin, cinnamon, nutmeg, oil, garlic, and we mix it with mayonnaise to make a real fiery, hot mayonnaise. We're going to use that on the bottom of the plate here, and then we're going to serve it with a scoop of sautéed tabbouleh. For our tabbouleh, we sauté it with a little white wine, salt, and pepper, and then we're going to just garnish it with some fresh cucumber and some fresh tomato.
Are some of these specific dishes that you remember eating when you were overseas, or where do you get your ideas and your recipes from?
It depends. I love cookbooks, so I actually spend a lot of time just reading cookbooks to get new ideas. Some of the dishes I ate while I was in those countries, but a lot of them are just kind of trying to take some of the most popular components of those regional cuisines and finding out how we can incorporate that into our menu.
And when it comes to introducing Midwesterners to these flavors, how do you do that?
Well, I think Midwesterners, like anyone else, are very open and receptive to trying new things. And I think once you get past the intimidation factor, people are really excited to have new flavors on their plate. So I think it's all about just having all of the components of the restaurant make the experience welcoming and approachable for the diner.
And what is this nomination by Food & Wine magazine? What does that mean to you?
It's a huge honor. It's just really exciting. It was a surprise, and I think it's great that Des Moines is being recognized for its food scene. I think it's great that the staff at Food & Wine is traveling to Des Moines to taste our food, and that we can kind of be a part of that culinary map here for the Midwest.
I noticed, I think you're the only woman nominated in our region. Is there still a perception out there that a chef equals a man?
You know, this is something that really baffles me, because I feel like in culinary schools these days, it seems to me like, and even on like those, popular chef shows, it seems to me like the proportion of women to men is getting more equal in the kitchen. There has always been a perception, I think, that, you know, chefs are generally men in restaurants and that it's women who cook at home. That's, I think, old-fashioned. I don't think that's really the case so much anymore. However, I was really surprised to see a very low ratio of women in that contest, across the country.
Well, Carly, thanks so much for your time, and thanks for showing me your kitchen.
Yes, glad to have you.